The Moreland Commission asked members of the legislature who are lawyers to disclose more details about the clients they serve in their private practices. The commission requested the lists from Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and Senate leaders Dean Skelos and Jeff Klein, as well as dozens of other state lawmakers who are attorneys. The commission wants to know who the legislators represented in public, civil, or criminal cases and how much they were paid. For years, unproven allegations have swirled about potential conflicts of interest between legislators who craft the law and vote on the state budget and the clients that they represent. Lawmakers, however, have refused to hand over the client lists. Governor Cuomo, who says it's up to the Moreland Commission to decide how best to respond, says he does think that more disclosure of lawmakers' outside interests is needed.
I think we're at a time when people really want to know. This effort is all about restoring the trust and restoring people's faith in government. And I think the more information, the better, especially when there are real questions that people have been asking.
The Assembly and Senate majority parties hired top attorneys to represent them. In their response to the commission, attorney Mark Kasowitz, who represents Assembly Democrats, and former U.S. attorney Michael Garcia, who represents Senate Republicans, said legislators are not required by law to comply with the Moreland Commission's request. They also say that under the state constitution's separation of powers doctrine, the commission, created by Cuomo, does not have the right to probe the legislature. The Moreland Commission reacted angrily, calling the legislature's position legally indefensible, repugnant, and disrespectful of the public's right to know. A spokeswoman threatened that the commission will pursue a number of avenues to obtain the information. Governor Cuomo says he believes the Moreland Commission is within its rights to subpoena the legislature for the client lists.
I think legally the Moreland's subpoena power will be upheld.
The majority of state lawmakers have not commented publicly about the dispute. One freshman senator, however, has spoken out. Democrat Terry Gibson from the Hudson Valley says he thinks legislators should disclose the names of their clients, and he says he agrees with the Moreland Commission's request.
I support what they are doing, and I think it is necessary so that we can root out the remaining corruption that may exist in Albany. So that our elected officials, including myself, can be held to the highest standards.
Gibson does not have the same worries as some of his legislative colleagues. The senator decided that when he took office, he'd shutter his small business and work at his new job full time.
From my experience, in order to really fulfill the needs of this job and the needs of the people of New York State, they deserve to have and need our full undivided attention. And if we are serving other clients on the side, I see that as a potential distraction.
The position of senator and assembly member is considered to be a part-time job in New York with a base salary of $79,500 a year. Senator Gibson says while he's made the choice to not earn any outside income, he's not judging the actions of other lawmakers, and he does not think the state should change to a full-time legislature. He says others will have to make their own choices about their priorities. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.